President.
How are you?
How are you today?
You tired this time of night?
Oh, I am the same way. I just got through the long day.
I got your note, and I have read it very carefully on these personnel things.
Yeah.
And they all sound like it ought to be to me. I don't want anybody. I want anybody that's got a kind of assignment I've got or you've got to have the best men they can pick. If you can't pick them better than I can, then you've got the wrong job. You ought to have me doing yours.
I think I've got the wrong job anyway.
I'd like to trade with you. Will you exchange free or do you want some boots?
No, you'd have to pay me something to move. I'd rather a few extra bucks.
Katzenbach brought me this about 1 o'clock.
I told him to give it to you on a confidential basis.
He did. So what I would do, Tex said that he would do it. I got the FBI report. He was a big joiner in the early 30s, and we had hell. He was supporting the bookshop by giving him a dog.
Wow.
And stuff like that. But
I have no doubt about his mind.
There's not anything like that, I think. So he said that he would do it, and I would just go on and approach every one of the other fellows and tell them that the president wants them to, or you want them to, or both of us want them to. Handle it however will give you the best leverage.
Right. If I can talk in your name, that's...
Yes, sir. You just handle it like you want to.
Right.
And I don't know when you're coming down here. I see you got a hell of a lot to do, but I need to talk to you about labor. I need to talk to you about cabinet posts. I need to talk to you about the economy. I need to talk to you about taxes. I need to talk to you about Congress. I need to talk to you about Vietnam. I need to talk to you about everything, but you got more hot potatoes, and don't bring me any.
No, I won't do that. Can I come down some evening?
Yeah, you come down, stay all night, any night you want to. I got a hell of a house. I love to have you. A plane will pick you up, bring you anytime you want to. You can go back if you want to.
Okay.
I'm going to try, I guess. My wife wants to go home Friday, but I don't think I can. I think I got to stay here. And I'm just having hell. Just call Marvin Watson whenever you, if you see that you can get off at 6 o'clock, I tell him they have a plane for you, grab a shuttle, and my car will meet you, and you can go back next day, or may put you in old Lincoln's room where Frank Dobie said he couldn't sleep. He said he stayed up all night marching around it.
Last time I slept in your lumpy mattress on the third floor, I'll sleep in the Lincoln room this time.
Just could put on your hat like Mr. Rayburn used to say, said, I'm going to put on my hat on my bald head and I'm going to go by and see Harry. So you just come on, put your hat on your bald head and come on.
Mr. President, I'll do that before you leave.
All right.
And I'll call Mark.
All right. Watch all these other things so you can have a pretty
good
idea of what to happen. I see here the ticker says Senator Hollings told Johnson he was peddling in Vietnam and said I gave me 75 targets to bomb in the north and said I wouldn't bomb them. So,
he's a great general.
Yeah, he's great.
He's such a general, he ought to be in the Army.
Well, what they ought to do is they ought to ask him why in the hell does he think he's smarter than Westmoreland.
That's right. You ought to offer him a commission. That's a great second general.
Well, I'll tell you what we might do. I'll tell you what I might do some night.
Yeah.
We'll get lodged down here while he's up at Boston, and we could all sit around and talk.
Sure, be glad to.
I'll talk to him, see what he says,
right,
and talk to you. You got how many dinners you go to per night now?
Oh, God, I've got 20, 30 congressmen down here now. It's waiting for me at my apartment, and I've got to go out and have dinner at the Homey. If I don't go out to an amphitheater, and the whole continent will declare war on us.
Well, now, have you got Jordan and Israel? I told them not to pee a drop on India, Pakistan, or Jordan and Israel without you. Have they checked all this stuff?
Nick gave you a memorandum of our conversation. And I've asked the Israel ambassador, Abe Herman, he'll come in and see me Friday morning, and I'll take care of it.
What we'll do is the proper time, we won't be chinchy with them. We'll go back to Africa or something else. We can't make a deal, but I just think they're damn fools to let Hussein get thrown out.
Well, I think they know that, and I'll be glad to talk to you.
All right, okay.
I'll talk to them Friday.
I'll talk to Lodge, and we'll get together. I'll be back. You just go ahead, and you tell Tex that to get on in there, and we'll announce Roosevelt tomorrow.
Very good.
All right.
Okay,
and Tex, too.
Yeah. Bye.
We'll announce text tomorrow, and you tell us when you want us to announce these or after you talk to them.
I'll clear it. I'll tell all these folks and them that this is, you have approved. They'd like to hear that.
You tell them at one thing, that we expect them to be loyal to their country and to their president and to you.
Well, they'll be that.
All right. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.